The same song.
Oh Lord, my God, when I know someone love, consider the works your hands have made. I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displays.
Sing it together.
Worship the King of all kings. How great are you, mighty God? How great are you, King of all glory? How great are you, King of heaven? How great thou art! Blessed be your name, mighty God. How great thou art! That is not like you. Wherever you are, God, how great, oh God, are you? How great is the world, how great
the world, how great the world.
Hallelujah. Said, how great thou art. God is too big. Is so great. And you know, one of the testimonies at the headquarters is so humbling. Once I was lost, but now I am found. She said, I was a prostitute before. If she came in the open to testify of Jesus, then great is our future. I consider that testimony as the greatest of all of the testimonies today. Once she was lost, but now, thank God for the healings and miracles. But the greatest miracle today is once somebody was lost, but now she is found. Consider it as the greatest of all the miracles. Yeah. And you know this song, there's a woman who God used mightily in the healing ministry called Kajukuma. She was the first I ever heard this song in worship from. And from her to Ben Sedausa to Benny Hinn, and I also love the song. Everybody in healing ministry uses this song. How great our God. We sing it and say, how great our God. You need to watch Kadukuma with her high, very high shoes. She used to wear very high shoes, slanky. She would go like this and then make her hand like this and twist herself and then go with her lanky body. And then she would twist her body again. I said, how? She would go again. Go again, and miracles would just be happening. She was a woman God used mighty in the healing ministry. Mighty. So mighty that twisted bodies would just untwist. It was she that influenced Ben Hinn in the healing ministry. Amen. She passed on in the 70s. She held a crusade in Las Vegas, the gambling city, and shook Las Vegas. Where she was entering the hotel, and then the place physically was shaking. That's in the kitchen of the hotel, the physical place was vibrating. Those who were serving the hotel were falling. As she was entering to do the crusade in the hotel, as she was in the hotel, both everybody was staggering, and they said, what kind of person has entered this hotel? As she was going for the crusade, the people were preparing food. Plates fell out from their hands. The place was shaking. Everything was shaking in the hotel. Kajukuma, she was used mightily. Thank God for Jesus. They said the wave and what we are seeing today. Is that true? They praised the wave, and then with ease now we are seeing this happen. To him we give all the glory. Before you turn first service to another 6 nights of glory. we are through with 5 nights of. Let's not go to the sixth day. Amen. How great, sweet Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Doesn't want to stop singing, so let her go also. And all of you, oh sweet Holy Ghost, all of you, all of you, all of you, all of you, in Jesus' name. How great. Oh, you want him to touch you, sweet Holy Spirit. You want him to not touch you where you are, in Jesus' name. You want him where you are. Sweet Holy Spirit. Jesus, how great. one more time and say thank you to Jesus. Amen. There's a miracle somewhere. Amen. You may be seated. Please read this. Here's this testimony from Okita Satellite Church, Salvation Ministries. Salvation Ministries Okita Satellite. It's Salvation Ministries Okita Street, not Okita Satellite Church. Yes, my hand.
Okita Satellite Church. On hearing of a woman that had just run mad on 28th of January 2015, a member rushed in and placed the mantle blessed with five minutes of glory on her head, and to God be the glory, her sanity was restored immediately.
Will you give the King of all Kings a big hand? Yes.
Salvation Ministries Church, Igboeche. Sister Rosandra Azubike, whose son had difficulty in breathing for more than a year, placed the blessed mantle on him, and he recovered and can now breathe well.
Hallelujah. Salvation Ministries Church, Aleto Eleme, Mr. Robert Mideri, who had a visible growth on his lower back for 2 years and a mouth got completely, for 8 months, got completely healed after sleeping on the mantle blessed by Papa during the 5 nights of glory.
Amen. That achiever has brought incredible miracles. You know the funny one? I gave my own to David when I finished the service, and we don't know where he kept it. He thought it was just a handkerchief. After service, I gave it to him, and they just put it in his pocket, and then the handkerchief is nowhere to be found. Amen. But you have your own? How many have theirs? Oh, the kind of mind-blowing testimony. It's a lifetime. You don't need more than that. And I've discovered that anytime God gives an instruction, just follow his instruction. It was not part of my program to bless handkerchiefs, but all of a sudden the Holy Ghost said to me, bless handkerchiefs. You will hear what they said to me. That's why you don't follow sentiments. Because if I follow sentiments, I wouldn't have done it. But see, all over the world, testimonies keep falling. Dead being raised. There's no anti-dead drug. When somebody dies, all doctors do, they cover the corpse. There's no drug to raise the dead. Only Jesus raises the dead. And we have heard confirmed dead being raised up with that material. To him we give all the glory. Amen. It is not me. It is God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the beginning of February. Stand up and give thanks to God for making you see the first day in this month. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you for making you see the first day in the month of February 2015. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for making us see this very first day of the month. In Jesus' mighty name. Give him a big hand. You may be seated. I'm going to give a charge because if I wait for a special place, I may not have the platform to talk to you. This is not my message. This is just a charge to a few of us who are youths from this part of the world. Money gotten by vanity shall diminish. We're in a society where youths just believe in quick money. Quick what? I study a lot and I ask questions a lot. When Michigan went into bankruptcy, the first state to declare bankrupt in America, Detroit, Michigan, was the first state to declare the state bankrupt. And I began to investigate how come they went into bankruptcy. What happened in a great country like America, a state will be declared bankrupt. And in my questions and curious nature, because a visionary must be a curious person. I told you. I discovered that Detroit was the center of car manufacturing in the world at the time. So when the automobile industry went into Michigan, a generation of youths refused to go to school, because the middle class was employed to work in the workshops. So they refused to go to universities. They all rushed down to work in the automobile industry. So Michigan had almost every youth getting quick money from the automobile industry. So the whole generation of youths from Michigan did not go to school. And then when the automobile industry crashed, there was a vacuum. So the middle class crashed. They could not have great men to occupy the top, because almost all the top positions were occupied by people from other states. So there was a problem in Detroit, Michigan. And Michigan had a problem to go bankrupt. Especially river states, Okrika, Calabar in particular. Pipe oil has made them don't go to school again. They follow militants, quick money. A time will come, it will not be Jonathan, and they will not allow you to do that you are doing. Higher Jonathan will stay, the next one is 4 years. Good, definitely he will stay. When he stays for those 4 years, but after those 4 years, he will leave. The next man may not allow you to do what you are doing. So the earlier you go to school, the better. Don't allow militancy you're doing gara-gara now. Bring small money to you. PDP give you money. APC give you money. It will not last. Go to school. Because the time will come, the next government will not allow you to do that nonsense. And at that time, there will be a vacuum. If you watch Okrika now, virtually a generation of youths are not in school. They are either carrying gun, carrying one machete, throwing dynamite, making quick money. It will not last. Give it the next 5 years, there will be no time again. So every youth from there go to school. That they are throwing money politically does not mean it will be like that forever. Go to school. Are the diverse young men hearing me? Go to school. That somebody is throwing money, quick money, quick money. Hey, 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 we are PDP, we have money. It won't last. A time will come, it's only this brain you use to make money. Nobody will allow you. Nigeria won't be like this forever. We are teaching every day, people are getting transformed. A time will come, there will be a revolution. They say, with all this every day we are teaching, we won't allow this nonsense. It takes one visionary to turn the country. And then one of you will be one. So the earlier you stop this cheap money, the better. Am I talking to you? The earlier you stop this cheap money, the better. Don't think it's the best way. Michigan became bankrupt because they refused to go to school. And that's what happened. If you go to ONE, half of the youths are not graduates. Because ONE have NAVCON, Naval Base, everywhere. So they have, at the time they were buying their lands in ONE. So the boys say, Yele! You are riding Okada, riding new cars. They didn't go to school. And if you go to ONE now, you can hardly pick a big man from ONE who can occupy a position. If you go to Bonnie, there's vacuum in LG. They all have middle class. Because when the companies came, they refused to go to school. So in Bonnie, you hardly find the big men to occupy the big place. So foreigners are occupying the big places in Bonnie. The real indigenous didn't go to school. Take time. I was born in Bonnie. The indigenous of Bonnie, they refused to go to school. They came, they just get quick job. You can count how many of them were graduates in a particular age. So the top is vacant. They occupy the middle class. And it will never be like, it will not be like that for. Tell your youth, don't look for quick money. Okay, I can preach now. I know you are hearing some things. I didn't tell anything. Whatever you hear is you. Amen. But a wise man said, the worst Christian is better than the best dash. A wise man said, the worst what? Is better than the... Gosh. Whatever you see, put there. There's no day an uncircumcised man can be compared to a Christian. There's no comparison. I don't care how you feel. I'm not a politician. We'll never be one. I won't play politics. I will never be one. But we're a child of God. Don't you have brain? What did God give you brain for? So you mean you'll be born again? You're a child of God. An uncircumcised Ishmaelite. In this age. Are you going to cut off hands? Think. What did I say? Use your brain. Okay. Let me preach. The wonders of His grace, part 4. My wife is looking at me. Look at your husband after you tell me everything. Praise the Lord. You know, I pity people who don't think far. When I see use, throwing dynamite, as I did wise. Have you seen any politician throwing dynamite on his own self? They tell you to throw dynamite, you are stupid to throw dynamite. I don't know when people are talking about people who have sense. The people who are doing the thing, they don't throw dynamite in their villages. The only two places I've thrown fight every time is Okrika Calabar. I think they should be wise enough. How many dynamite did they throw in the places where you are fighting for? Okrika man. Do not delay the scatter clicker. Now you want to scatter. Are you not so stupid? Don't you think? Even if your name is militant, people can be very stupid. Stupidity has nothing to do with tribe. It has to do with. You don't think. Me, I think. The people tell you to throw dynamite. They throw dynamite themselves. Their children are overseas. You're throwing dynamite in your village. That's why they turn. I pray for them last time. This day, if you do again, I will pray. I was one God used to pray for them, to bring them back. If they throw them out this time, I will pray for them. They will throw till they throw themselves out. If you're in this church, you're going to throw them out. If I see you carry gun in this church, go and carry gun for one stupid politician. So all the things I'm teaching, are you not hearing it? If I hear you, your youth here, you go and follow them. Yay, yay. Don't you have a future? Don't try that. Go and vote. But don't come here. Carry gun in this church. You. Are you a goat? With all I'm teaching, you mean you go and be doing like a area boy. Yeah, we don't agree. Now this man. You are free to vote for somebody. It's a choice. But you must not be a hooligan, a member of this church. For goodness sake. You have some level of decency. Don't go and follow them, do all those area boys nonsense. Are you blessed? Play clean politics. Need politics. Vote who you like. That is your choice. I won't tell you who to vote. But me, I know where I'll vote. I'll vote though. But I will never vote an uncircumcised person, no. No, that's... No matter it be, I will leave Bible, go vote to that one. The worst Christian, the worst, is better than. No matter it be, the person, whether you go to church or not, you go say, Jesus is Lord, you say, amen. That one, we have to just say, Lord, you go just fold your hand like this. That one, if I say, kneel down, you go kneel down. I say, in the name of Jesus, say, amen. If I say that one, the name of Jesus, you go look at me like, are you okay? So which of you, you don't get sense? Alright, the wonders of His grace. You are looking at me. If I see you without your sense, I'll bring you back. The wonders of His grace, part 4. Without grace, this service wanted me to go miracle also. God, let me preach. No, I won't go. Without grace, there's somebody with pain in your leg. There's somebody here. Look at this place. Move your leg like this, you are healed. Don't play. If you play, I'll go into miracle. Don't play. Move your leg, you're healed. And that's what I'm preaching. Grace has nothing to do. I can be joking and grace walk. I can be laughing and grace will. Well, without grace, no life will become great. Your greatness is a function of the grace of God. Life without grace will be full of struggles. What makes you in the kingdom of God is the grace of God. What makes great is grace. Is what? Is grace. I stop that killing in Omoku. I stand by the word of God. That killing in Omoku stops today. That shedding of blood, whoever is behind it, I declare him to pay with his life. There's massive killing in Omoku. I hear God as a man, he has his friend. Terrible killing. And I decree under this anointing, whoever is behind that unnecessary killing pays with his own life. And I command a stop to that demonic killing. In the name of Jesus. What makes you great in this kingdom is the grace of God. In Zechariah chapter 4, 6 and 7, which is the key scripture for today, he said, then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. He said, what art thou, O great mountain before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Is that true, sir? He said, and it shall bring forth the headstone down for up with shouting, crying, saying what? Grace unto it. Without the cry of grace, the mountains will remain. The mountain only moved because there was a cry of grace. Am I talking to you? Grace is what makes mountains to move. In this kingdom, it is not power and might. It is grace that makes things to go off your way. Are you getting what God say here? Now listen carefully and hear me well. One thing grace does is to push things out of your way that are unwanted. Grace simply means divine help. Divine what? Now listen. If you try to lift a car by your human strength, the car will crush on you. True? But a small object called the jack can keep the car up for a week. But 50 men can't keep a car for 1 week, no matter how strong. That jack is the grace. If you push a car uphill, you'll be tired when there's no fuel, no gas. But if you have gas, you just throttle, the car will move. Grace can be likened to the gas inside the car, while pushing the car is human effort. Grace is the divine help of God that makes you accomplish things without sweat. I mean, understand what I'm talking about here? Glory to God. And in the first service, I said, we talked about the importance of grace, that you need grace. And if you want grace, you must forget your human strength. And we talk about the purpose of grace, that grace is the reason of men. Grace raised Joseph from nobody to become someone. Moved Moses from keeping sheep to keeping men. Is that true? And then we said grace brings about physical deliverance, brings about fulfillment. Grace brings about distinction. All these things I said in other services. And then in this service, I said, you know, last service, I said access to grace. Your access to what? Grace. And I said, the number one access to grace is your new birth. You must be born again to enjoy grace. And number two, knowledge. Number two, what? And then number three, I said that in the third service, faith. These three things grant you access to grace. Many don't know that grace is important. In this service, I'll take only two of them. Because of time, I'll take two other things, number four and number five, access to grace. Now, if you want grace, listen carefully. The number four access to grace is prayer. Is what? Prayer. Number four, prayer. Access to grace. Now listen. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, it said, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Your access to the grace of God is through prayer. Through what? It is your boldness in prayer that grants you access to grace. Now hear this. When we are preparing for night of glory, five nights of glory, there was something I did. I prayed heavily for grace. For what? I'm telling you, grace has power. I prayed. I didn't bank on what I read. I didn't bank on saying that, you know, I've read everything, I can preach well. Now, what did you and I do to spread the gospel to all over the globe? Virtually every nation had a representative in five nights of glory. That Saudi Arabia, where we don't have any faith, you can't carry Bible in Saudi Arabia. You're not permitted to go to Saudi Arabia with your Bible. You'll be arrested. It's an offense. It's a criminal offense. Now, we have 74,000 points. Not people. Because in every point, there can be 50 people from one point. An hotel will be a point. The whole of salvation of the seas is counted as what? One point. So we have 74. What did you and I do? Say grace. All I did was to pray in my closets. Let me tell you. I prayed to God. I told God, I said, Lord, I need your grace for 5 nights of glory. You're hearing testimonies. Mind blowing. Cancer. Dead. These are not testimonies that with medical proofs. SS turning HIV turning negative. These are not efforts. I'm joking here. Things still happen. Even when I'm making form, say grace. Say grace. I've not seen people who speak good English and they come, you know, praise God, based on my homiletical calculation. And I know about analytical analysis, and nothing happens. You even need a dictionary to be able to hear English. Yet nothing happens. My brother, it is not your qualification, it is grace. What makes great is grace. When you want things to happen in your life, cry for grace. Go to prayer, in prayer. Oh God of heaven, I need your grace. Moses prayed for grace. Am I coming with you? Now, if you read Acts chapter 14 verse 3, it said, look at what he prayed. It's a long time therefore, our God is speaking boldly. Did you hear that? In the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of what? His grace. And granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Are you hearing me now? The disciples were threatened. If you read chapter 4, 23 to 31, for time's sake, we'll read that. They were threatened. They were what? And they prayed. They said, Lord, grant unto thyself that with great grace we may make manifest the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They prayed. He said the place was shaking when they prayed. Listen. Listen. I can tell you how grace works. I can tell you the secret of grace. When we are praying for the righteousness of glory, I shut myself. And I prayed. All prayer I was praying was grace. I said, oh God of heaven, you know that I don't know it. You know I need your help. Help me, oh God. I lied on the floor in my room, in my library. I said, Shikato, prakesekia katali yata. Lord, cause this thing to explode globally. We didn't do advert. This was the least advertised 5 nights of glory. We used to pay heavily for advert. The least advertised. If you say, okay, we share handbill. Did you share handbill in Oman? I'm asking you. Did you share any handbill in Saudi Arabia? Where did you share handbill in Afghanistan? Oh, we don't watch from Afghanistan. Where did you share handbill in Syria? These are all Islamic nations. Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia. Thousands washing from there. Brother, say grace. Say grace. That your business is struggling because you have never asked for grace. Grace is where God takes over. When you say grace, you are simply saying God in the race. God, G is God, race. Grace is simply what? Grace is divine help. Handing over to who? To God. You are just saying, I take over, help me. We bank on our credentials. We bank on our eloquence. We bank on our connections. You know, I know the governor and the president. Because I leave you alone.
Zerubbabel, Zechariah said, it's not by my mind. It's not by my power. I need your grace to help me. And God stepped in. When God stepped in, mountain moved. Every mountain before you is moving as I'm talking now. Grace will move you up if you believe that. I said, grace will move you up if you believe that. Grace will move you up if you believe that. In the name of Jesus. Say grace. When we're in Bible school, something happened. Which I'll tell you. I became born again in July, and I went to Bible school in October. You can imagine how close, and I was called into full-time ministry. So when I got to Bible school, my mates, I was the youngest by new birth, not by age. I was already a matured man. I became born again in my 30s. I'm already 52. So, I'm very young. This is how I will look like even when I get to 92. I'll be looking like this. I won't get old. My people don't get old. My type don't get old. Forget it, I will go get old. I don't look 52. Do I look 52? If you look at me, look, you may be guessing it's 42. If I'm a woman, I will reduce it very well. No, women don't grow. Women are always 40-something. Women don't grow. Maybe only in this church they may grow. Every time I see a woman, 40-something. When she gets, the children are getting to 50-something, 30-something, they say, okay, I'm now 50-something. Before a woman will tell you she has gotten to 60, then she has gotten grandchildren that want to give birth to the great-grandchildren. Women don't get old. So if I was a woman, I would be around 42. The women are old. But I would be around 42. Okay, that's by the way. Now, when we're I was in my 30s when I became born again. And then, when they call us in the class, I'll be asking God, I say, God, how do I preach? When you see my classmates display, they'll carry Bible and say, according to Genesis chapter 5, Philippians chapter 4, I say, sure. Oh God, where do I start from? You say, God, would you allow me to go back? Are you sure I will go to ministry? Because when they talk like this, one day the brothers were practicing, my leg was a shaky. I said, what will I say now? Well, where will I start from? They'll come and they'll display. They say, yes, based on Paul's epistle. And I say, God, I don't know anything. Help me. All I prayed to my Bible school was the help of God. Because I was the least of all those in Bible school. But I'm standing on God's altar with all humility in my heart. No of my classmates have 5% of my result. I was the least, but I bank on. They were banking on their credentials. You know, I'm a pastor for 15 years. I've been a pastor for 20 years. So God left them alone. Paul said, I am the least of all the apostles. But I am what I am by the grace of God. Paul beat all those ahead of him. His resource, even Peter said, what Paul you have, we don't have. Your epistles are difficult to understand. That was Paul. Paul came last, but overtook all. I don't care where you are now. You are overtaking those ahead of you. You will overtake those ahead of you. Receive the name of Jesus. Say grace. So when you want to pray next time, pray for grace. Go bold and say, oh God of heaven, I need your grace in my business. I need your grace in singing. Even the song you sing, you need grace. I'm not saying, and nothing happened. I'm not saying, people have fantastic voice, and they come, and nothing happens. Yeah. You know why grace is powerful? For the first 3 days, the boy on keyboard could not flow. He didn't even know what to play. It was off course. Say grace. First, if you were here, first 3 days, it was the fourth day he tried. Even, it's not true. You couldn't flow. To tell that grace is powerful. If it was keyboard I was depending on, even me too, I wouldn't have flow. I depended on grace. So God was doing his own thing for himself. No, in fact, those who sang, they couldn't sing. Everybody was just making, but God was telling us, it is not your voice, it's my grace. Was I here? If he says it's my preaching, who confirm my preaching? If you say, my friend, go for grace or you end up in disgrace. It was grace, we enjoy it in the 5 minutes of, I pray to God for grace. Don't go to interview and say, no, I've read. I know everything. You will fail like failure. Just say, Lord, I've read though, but I depend on you. As I go, let grace answer to me. You just go there, the man will look at your face and say, I just love you. How are you? And leave interview and be talking to you. Do you want to really work with us? Why do you want to work? I will interview other people. Heavy, heavy question when it comes to you because of grace. How can Pharaoh look at Joseph and say, okay. Did Pharaoh ask Joseph his father's name? Say grace. Pharaoh did not ask him of his CV. Joseph was an illiterate, a Jew, ex-convict. He never knew his father. It was after he was in office, Joseph introduced his father to Pharaoh. Say grace. Say grace. May grace answer to you now. For this session, number 5, access to grace, which I will stop. The 5th access to grace is humility. Is what? Humility. Without humility, you can't access grace. Grace empowers you to conduct yourself appropriately in the world. When you want grace, you can't walk in pride. People that want grace don't walk in arrogance. Am I coming with you? In James chapter 4 verse 6, but he giveth more grace. More what? He giveth what? Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. You cannot enjoy God's grace being proud and full of yourself. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can't raise your shoulder like this and think you can enjoy grace. No, people who enjoy grace, they are very humble people. I'm not blowing my trumpet. The first quality you see around me is humility. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And pride is overestimation of self. Now, let me tell you something, and I do humble you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, hear what God said. He said, who maketh thee to differ from the other? From another. And what has that did not receive? Now, if that did receive it, why does that glory as if that has not received it? Now, hear this truth, and I want to close on this statement. Remember this. Whatever you may have, wherever you may be, whoever you may be, and whatever you have received, all comes from God. And whatever you are doing today, God can use anybody to do it. We are only privileged beneficiaries. There's nothing any of us is doing that God cannot raise somebody else to do. So why does it get into your head? If you're preaching today, he can raise a dust to preach. One day, use a donkey to preach. A donkey. He used an ass to preach. Balaam and Balak. You don't know my story. If you know my story, you will know that humility is powerful. You know where I'm coming from? God called me from the other side. I was on the other side. That's what some people, when they come to this church, they say, are you sure it's the one? I came from the other side. Some of you never went that side. All your life, you were president. You are the conservative party. We were on the extreme party. You know, some of you have never been to that side. You just, neither here nor there. No nightclub, no party. You just come to church. You are born again. We know where. I didn't go to church throughout my school days. Throughout my days in school, I was a student union leader. I only went to church the day they swore us in as a student union leader. That was the only time I saw church. In my second year, one professor, T.T.S. Song, he was our VC then, as they swore us in, that was the only day in my life on campus I went to church. I didn't go to church any day. Church where? Church for where? Sunday, you are coming from party with hangover to sleep. It's from party you come back on Sunday and sleep with your eyes red. You go to a party again on Sunday, then from from Sunday, you'll be coming to class with notebook in your pocket. Church, where? Where at church? I came from the other side. Yet God saw me, like as he saw most of us. Some of you were smoking cigarette when he picked you. You were some of you on beer bottle, inside bottle yourself. You were inside the bottle. On no bottle. Some of you are inside bottle. Your father's name was Green Bottle. Some are post cigar. You smoke. If they hit your chest, smoke will come out, some of you. Yes, grace found you. What found you?
Grace.
Had that woman said, I was a prostitute. Grace found her. So don't raise your shoulder like this. Because whatever you are, is God who made you. If you ask more money today, he made you. He can raise nobody to be somebody. Am I talking to you? One day, great man of God, they wanted to use him, and I'll close with that illustration. He took him to the beach. He said, sit at the beach. A great man of God, very great. Yeah, I shall the testimony, and I'll tell you the man. He said, draw a man. You know, when we are small, we used to draw like this. You do like this on the stand. How many of you do that when you are small? So he said, draw a man. The man did like that with his legs. He said, draw it. He drew it. He said, I tried to clean it off. The man did not know what God was trying to illustrate. He said, wipe it off. He wiped it off. He said, listen, you. The day you think you are too much, I wipe you off like this. The man is one of the humblest men on earth, Adeboye. Adeboye is the only Nigerian among the 50 most influential men on earth. He's the only Nigerian that appeared. No politician appeared. No ex-governor appeared. And the only 50 most influential men on earth today, only Adeboye is a Nigerian who appeared. Such a man, God told him, the reason I will lift you is humility. And then you that they don't even know you're not here. No Nigerian appeared among the 50 most influential people on earth. Adeboye was the only one that appeared. Not one politician, not one millionaire appeared. No Dangote appeared. It was only Adeboye. As the most influential, even from money. Listen, with all humility, I'm the most influential person in this state, I think you know. Now, I'm not blowing my trumpet. You know, what I say here can shake the whole state. A governor can talk, they may not listen to him, but if I talk, there will be revolution. Influence is different from having money. You can be in power and not be influential. The most influential man in this town is me. I'm not blowing my trumpet. Am I talking to you? My influence is beyond politics. But God said, if you want to remain, you what? Don't carry your shoulder like this. Humility is not being looking pious. You can be pious and be proud. Somebody can come, yes, sir, but inside you are proud. Humility is of the heart. Humility is where? Pride is here. You can be pious, looking quiet, but on the inside you are proud. Have they corrected you and you got angry? You are proud. You are what? Proud. One of the signs of pride is when you are corrected and you take offense. Humble people, genius under me, correct me. Junior people who clean my shoe, correct me and I say, thank you for correcting me. But the same when I correct them, they frown their face. That is true, clean my shoe. They will tell me, I say, thank you for correcting me. And the same people I correct them, they will not even greet me. They will avoid me and say, this guy is proud. Pride has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the heart. You want God to lift you up with grace? Be humble. He giveth more what? To God himself will resist. So God will be against you as a bulldozer. Akpanganda. Akpa. I think that's how they call it. Akpanganda. Akpa. Huh? Akpanganda. Okay. Akpanganda. Amen. God give that what? I can tell you grace because I'm a product of grace. Night of glory is a shocker to the body of Christ. People have called me, great men have called me and said, David, we can tell you it's strange what happened night of glory in the body of Christ. Churches have never recorded that number. Very strange. You can count churches if it has happened, very few. Men who call me a great man of God, he says, look, my son and my young man, what has happened is humbling to the body. We give God praise. 9.55 million points is strange. Not just that it's one country, to spread round the globe. But inside my heart, search me and see. I told God, Lord, you know, I can't do it. You know, you can be saying, Lord, you're humble, inside you're proud. You can come and say, so is it me that prayed that? Well, why glory to God? God said, you. God asked God in secret. When I left here, I wept. I said, God, is it me? Me that has failed before, you're using like this. But it's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. When I was in my secret, I shed tears. I said, Lord, is it me? Me that people didn't believe in. My father did not even believe in me, my own father. My father did not believe I would succeed. If my father was alive, by now he would have wept. My own biological father did not believe I would succeed. In case someone has given up on you, grace will lift you up. Grace will lift you up. He said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord took me up. There are people who don't even believe in you. Even some relations don't believe that you can be anything. But the grace of God today will turn you and lift you up. Grace found Esther. Grace found Joseph. Grace found Moses. Do you know David? I can teach on grace. David was not the child of the woman in the house. I believe he still had it. Because that woman in the house was not his mother. That was why they told David to go to keep sheep so that he can be killed. The woman's children were in the house. He was a child of another woman. So the woman felt that if it's anybody to happen, it should happen to David. David to meet a lion and a bear, you know that that was a wild place. Yet grace found him. I don't know where they think they are punishing you. Grace will lift you up. Grace will lift you up. People may forsake you, abandon you, think you are finished. Grace will take you up. I'm a product of grace. I started late, but overtook those ahead of me. Oh, I started late. I didn't start when others started. But grace took me above them. The same God who is no respecter of persons, no matter where you are today, grace will give you speed. Where others thought you were a failure, they will come back to see God make you. Jump to your feet and shout amen if you need that. A cry for grace is a cry for lifting. Lift your voice and say, Lord, let your grace help me today. Lift your voice and sincerely pour your heart to God. Let your grace answer to me. 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 I need your grace. I bank on your grace. Ekusekute bregetulia kata. I bank on your grace. I bank on your grace. I bank on your grace. Oh God of heaven, let your grace answer. Let your grace answer. Let your grace answer. Let your grace work for me. Your grace, oh God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Today marks the end of struggle in your life. God takes over. And when God takes over, it is over. I handed this church over to God and I saw grace at work. I can't, if I teach this first time, I'll be teaching. I hand it over what? Hand over the hospital to God. Stop struggling. Hand over your business to God. Hand your life over to him. When grace took over, you just see you succeeding without sweat. If you watch here, there's no stress. Just watch me. I'm so relaxed. True? You need to go to some places. The pastor you see, if you think there's war. See us. Yeah, the results don't match. I've never stayed at that site. Ask my PA. I've never stayed at our site for 2 hours. If I go there, say for site, either we are praying or like today we get to praise. But to sit down, to see how many blocks, I've not stayed 2 hours. Yet, project is going on. And we are buying properties more expensive than that site. Well, the properties we have bought, we will tell you at the appropriate time, more expensive than what? The site. Paid for. Say grace. The university will be built by grace. Nobody will be under pressure. Is anybody under pressure here? Stop doing contract by your strength. You go to bank A, go to bank B, take loan here, bank on grace. When grace comes, the money will come supernaturally. How can you get contract? You can't sleep, and every night you're calculating, punching for calculator. Father, the name of Jesus, 2 million, 5 billion, 6 billion. No, you almost, some of you are almost going mental. 6 billion. No. Bank, I'm owing. You have tried. Your head is even exploding. Hand over to grace. Let grace take over. The same God that makes me to sleep without sweat, may that grace answer to you. I have never worried myself about how much we pay here. From today, there's no project given to you, you will stress yourself anymore. That same God that provides for this church provides for you. We have never. I sweat. My wife is here. We have not joined our hands. Say, join my hand. Pray for money to this good project. We have never done that since the church started. If we pray, it's for something else. But to say, join hands. Let's pray. You know that land we want to buy for university. How do we pay it? How do we pay it? Not prayer. We have never prayed. We pay without even scratching ourselves. Boy, say grace. Say grace. Today, any project before you, grace will answer to you. In the name of Jesus. But grace, the first access to grace is salvation. Is what? You must be born again. If you are not born again, say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to get a word of knowledge. There's somebody, I'm not a doctor, there's a hole in somebody here, a major problem. I see there's a hole on the inside, not physical, not outside. Look at my hand here. And they've told you, you need grace to survive. There's a hole, deep, inside. And for now, you're using pipe. You're not in the church here. You're watching through. You're using instrument to feed you. You're not eating through your mouth anymore. Tell the doctors to check you back. Tell her to check you back. Supernaturally, as if something moved in your body and that place is sealed. Tell them to check you. As I'm talking to you, these instruments are uncomfortable. All the gadgets on you, you are watching this service. All the gadgets on you, you're uncomfortable because there's healing that took place. As we are talking about grace, you cried for grace and God healed you. The gadgets are all choking you. Tell them to pull them out and check you. Immediately, you are healed. That person, what you are not watching physically, you're watching online. You are healed as a supernatural creative miracle. The truth, the whole inside is sealed. And as a miracle, give the glory to God. I am not the doer. He healed you in Jesus' name. All those who gave their lives to Jesus, step out through the doors. And then there are people to attend to you. Get this book, The Wonders of His Grace. I can't teach everything in this service. Amen. We take offering after this. And then we come back to close quickly. Then choir, you can sing in between. God bless you. Give thanks to God.
Praise God. It's offering time. The Bible says there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. So every increase is by a release. The package, the quality offering, remember your tithe and all that kingdom investment, including your prophet offering. Lift up that offering high above your head and prophesy all what you want to see. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you say those that honor you, you will honor. Lord, everyone's hand that is lifted up in obedience to your word, bless them with abundance in Jesus' precious name.
Hallelujah. Please, we have follow-up by all old members this period. So join in the follow-up team. Home cell starts on Tuesday. Starts when? Our divine encounter for the month of February, we have 3 days fasting, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. Tuesday will be home cell with communion at 6 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, we have Let's Praise Him. Let's what? We are going to praise God Wednesday. We are going to praise God Thursday. We are going to praise God Sunday. So take note. Wednesday, 4:30. Thursday, 4:30. Sunday, 5 services. We are going to praise God. Is that clear? And the theme of the divine encounter is Let's Praise Him. We are going to praise God. If you have given your offering, those of you online also learn to give offering. When you're taking offering, always remember the online people. Don't just worship online without giving offering. If you don't want to encounter suffering, always give offering. Rise to your feet, let's close. Amen. We're supposed to praise, but we can't praise now. We'll praise in the fifth service. Amen. Lift up your expectation form. Now may grace answer to every hand lifted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your expectation form, may everything you have written on that form, grace, cause all to be answered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's nothing on that form you have lifted that will not return with a testimony.
Amen.
Grace will answer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's grace at work this hour. Everything you wrote down there, God give you answers to all. In the name of Jesus. Not one will be delayed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now hear this for benefit of those who talk too much. All the things I said, you can't quote me. If you quote me, you're in trouble because I never mention name. Because people in church always misinterpret people. They say, pastor said. I didn't say anything. I didn't call any politician's name. Even Jonathan, I didn't say anything. I just said, Padakwana, Jonathan will stay extra years, so you can't quote me. I said, Padakwana, you will stay extra years, so I know when I speak. So if you say he says so, you are lying. And if you lie against me, you are already under judgment. So, I didn't mention anything. So a few will go now and say, Papa, say, I didn't say so. I know what I said. And you know what I said. I didn't call any name. So if you call name, you're a liar. You're lying against God's anointed. And that can bring punishment. You can say, Papa, say, see what you talk. I didn't say so. Did I say so? So in case you are here, I would misinterpret what I say. Be careful. I didn't say anybody. I didn't call anybody. Did you hear me say PDP? Did you hear APC or PDP win? I never said so. I'm careful. I picked my words. I only said I know where I will vote. So it just that you said you will vote to so person. Did you hear so? You are free to vote who you like. I'm free to vote. So don't go and misquote me. So anything you hear, let it die with your mouth. So if you tell lies, my God fight you. I pray already, God answers me. If you go to spoil my name, my God fight you. So be careful what you say. Say, Papa, see what you didn't talk. Why didn't they talk so? I didn't say so. May grace answer to you.
Yes,
I only said you should go to school. That's what I said. All it is, yeah, go to. That's what I said. If you are from Oneo, Krika, Calabari, go to. Stop carrying gun. Those who carry gun looks like goats. And those who carry the Bible look like God. Make your choice. Have you seen a militant? Who they give a word? Nowhere in the world. Otherwise, Osama Bin Laden would have been given a Nobel laureate. They don't give militants awards, so it has no future. It has no what? If you're a militant today, at the age of 65, can you join fence? So it has no future. It has no... Drop your gun, follow God. Lift your hands. Everybody who has banked on grace, may grace make the difference for you this month. When they came to the crossroads and prayed a deep prayer, they got the page of crossroads and Moses cried for grace. And heaven responded. Everybody at the crossroads, your crossroads will be different from Moses' time. today. May grace intervene concerning your affairs. That woman is clear before me. It's a woman whose there was a hole in her truth, like cancer. I saw clearly a hole here, in the, like, what do you call it? Like a pipe. She can't eat. So they used pipe to pass through. Very clear. And that was it. She cried for grace. That means it was beyond doctors. They've given up on her to die. But grace answered today. That situation in your life, that human help is no more, but only God's help. May grace give you a testimony. I'm praying a prayer gift by revelation. I speak as God's own anointed. You have been jobless. You have not been married. Life has been upside down. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, grace that you have cried for turn of captivity, give me a miracle in the name of Jesus. That money you are owing that you have cried, how do I pay it? Grace will step in and pay the debt. This month is to you a month of divine visitation. The grace of God inside your family in the name of Jesus. May grace make a difference in your life. Deal with this grace. You deal with testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name. The fifth service, we are going to pray for businessmen. So, businessmen, take note, you can wait for the fifth service. Grace together.